everyone, welcome to The Punt. What a return to the Premier League last weekend. Norwich stunned City. We'll get Robbie Savage's take on how that's changed the title race later. Arsenal were, well, very Arsenal, losing a two-goal lead and letting DK and Derek's naps down. Mr. McGovern and the Football League boys are back with their best bets. But no DK this week, it's Alex and me. Alex, how are you?
Yeah, good. No Dave this week, Emma, so thank you for stepping in.
Well, cheers for having me. Should we talk football?
Go on then.
The Friday night game over on the South Coast, Southampton v Bournemouth. What are you saying for Southampton?
Southampton are a side that I'm struggling to get on board with this season, to be honest. Even though they have scored in every game so far this season, I still don't think that their squad is up to much, to be honest with you. I do like Ralph Hasenhüttl as a manager, and he has brought in a couple of decent signings. I do like Moussa Djenepo, who's looked really lively, particularly when he scored that wonder goal against Sheffield United at the weekend. But they are yet to convince. Che Adams is yet to convince. They spent a lot of money on him. He's yet to score. He's having a lot of shots, but no goals yet. There's two ways of looking at that. It's either a good thing because he's getting in the box, or he's not a very good finisher.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm yet to be convinced, to be honest.
And Bournemouth then, 3-1 against Everton at the weekend. Are you feeling more optimistic about them?
Yeah, I put Bournemouth up last week. They are a side who score a lot of goals. They also let a lot in. Both teams to score have actually landed in every single one of Bournemouth's league games so far this season. And I can see it landing again, to be honest. They do pack a real punch going forward. At the back, their defending does leave a lot to be desired, to be honest with you. But they're so good to watch. This should be a pretty entertaining game.
Right then, well, Southampton v Bournemouth. What's the bet, Alex?
I'm going to stick with Bournemouth here, and I think they're a massive price. If you said to me, who's the better of these two teams, I think Bournemouth would just edge it. Therefore, should Southampton be around the even money mark and Bournemouth considerably bigger? Not as far as I'm concerned. I think both teams will score in the game. Bournemouth, every single game so far this season, has seen both teams score. I think it'll happen again. So Bournemouth and both teams to score would probably be the pick, but Bournemouth are big enough on their own to just have as a single. I'm really keen on the Cherries.
Thank you, Alex. Right then, before we look at Saturday's Premier League games, let's see what our Football League experts, Pete, Gav and Al, are going for.
My Championship nap of the weekend is going to be Sheffield Wednesday at home against Fulham. Fulham should not be 6-4 favourites here. They just shouldn't. They haven't won in three league games. Away from home, 1-1, lost 1, drawn 1 isn't an awful record, but it shouldn't see them as favs. For Sheffield Wednesday, they've won two of their three opening home games. Blew it against QPR last time out at Hillsborough, but looked really good against Huddersfield. And for me, I think they're a great, great price. 9-5, the Owls, my nap of the week.
My nap this weekend in League One is the second best side at present in the league, away at a side who are 15th. Ipswich Town, 6-5. They've got realistic ambitions to return quickly back to the Championship. Their away form in League One is good as well. Four games played, 1-3, drawn 1. Gillingham is a tough place to go. They've won the last two games at home by keeping clean sheets as well, but haven't played a team as good as Ipswich. This could be a tight game. It's the first meeting in 14 years between these two sides. I'm expecting Ipswich to win it at 6-5.
So inconsistency is starting to creep in at both ends of League Two. There is something consistent in the middle, though. Port Vale, 31-20. The maths is simple. Port Vale have 10 points from four home games, just 2 points from five on the road. And they are at home this week to Mansfield, who have won once away from home this season. That was incredibly lucky, ask any Carlisle fan. And they have lost three of the last four home or away and have failed to score in four of their last five. Let the form line, not the league table, guide you here. Port Vale are 31-20.
So Saturday at 12:30, I'll be at Elland Road for Leeds Derby. But in the Premier League, it's Leicester versus Spurs. Potentially there's value in any of the three outcomes here, with the home win 2-1, the draw 5-2 and Spurs 13-10. Now, since the Foxes returned to the top flight, this fixture has featured the second highest number of goals, 40. Are you expecting more of the same, Alex?
I think we could have a really entertaining game here, to be honest. Spurs obviously were expected to finish in the top four and they still probably will, but they've not been superb this season. That said, that win against Palace at the weekend was pretty devastating. Leicester are sort of the dark horses this season in that they've strengthened well and they were unbeaten before they went to Old Trafford last week. So I could see this going either way, but yeah, I do think it'll be pretty entertaining.
And the two strikers have got pretty decent records in these games, haven't they?
Yeah, Jamie Vardy and Harry Kane are the two that a lot of people will focus on. Vardy seems to come up trumps against top six sides. Maybe it's because they play a little further forward. There's room in behind for him to exploit, but he's the go-to guy for Leicester in these kind of games. And Harry Kane's got a good record against most teams, but especially against Leicester, he seems to really enjoy playing against them.
So betting-wise, what are you saying, Alex?
I think you've got to respect Vardy, you've got to respect Kane in games like this, and I do think it will be entertaining. I think we'll see plenty of goals. Outright, I'm going to probably take the result out of it. I think Leicester could provide you with a little bit of value. But the best bet for me isn't with Vardy or Kane. I'm going to focus on Son Heung-min here. He is a player who bounced back to form against Palace. He scored twice against them at the weekend, last weekend, I should say. Mm-hmm. And he's also got a good record against Leicester. He's got 4 goals in the last 3 games he started against them. I can see him getting on the score sheet here. And I thought it'd be closer to even money to score at any time. He's not. He's getting on for 2-1. So Son Heung-min, anytime, bit of value.
Thanks for that, Alex. Now, Robbie Savage pinned his colours to the mast with City winning the title a month ago. They've had a shaky start for them. Let's see what he thinks of the title race now.
The champions of Europe against the side who have won the last 5 trophies domestically. Yes, it's Liverpool against Manchester City. Yes, it's the two-horse race. Man City, 98 points last season. Liverpool, 97. But the start Liverpool have had, 5 wins from 5. 5-point lead at the top of the table. That's the biggest ever lead after 5 games in the Premier League. Liverpool, they've scored 1 fewer than Man City, but all importantly, defensively, they've conceded 2 fewer. And that for me is where the title will be won and lost this season. Liverpool defensively so strong. The firepower of the front three. City, no Laporte, company left. Sane, a big blow being out. He scored 10 Premier League goals last season. 2 of those were winning goals. He's a huge miss. So I think, I said City will win the title at the start of the season. But you know what? I've changed my mind. Liverpool, first Premier League title this season.
Now, Saturday evening, we've got Brighton visiting your team, Alex, Newcastle. Both teams in the bottom 5, and this fixture is usually light on goals. Another open game betting-wise, 6-4 for Newcastle, 11-5 the draw, and Brighton are 2-1. Now, you've won 1 game away, Newcastle, mm-hmm. haven't you, Alex? But home form hasn't been great so far this season, has it?
No, we had the 1-0 loss against Arsenal and then 1-1 draw with Watford. And this is a game that comes in a tricky run for Newcastle as well. So Steve Bruce will have earmarked this as a game that potentially could be 3 points. They need to get the right players clicking, though. Joe Linton's shown bits and pieces of form. Miguel Almiron's another one who's shown little bits here and there. But they need to see more, and they need to see it consistently as well.
Mm-hmm. And what about Brighton?
Brighton have been quite surprised by this season under Graham Potter. He's come in and he's made them very flexible. System-wise, they can chop and change. They played basically 4 centre-halves against Burnley last week. That might change here. They're quite adaptable. I quite like what he's done with them. And there'll certainly be no pushovers.
So Newcastle, Brighton, what's the bet, Alex?
I'm going to focus on one player here because I think it will be tight betting-wise. I think Newcastle may just edge it, but I don't think it'll be heavy on goals. So I'm going to focus on Miguel Almiron. He's yet to score for Newcastle, but he's the kind of player that when he does score, I think he'll then go on a run and it'll do his confidence the world of good. He does need that first goal. So I'm hoping that it'll come here. I'm going to take Almiron to score first as well for a little bit of value, and fingers crossed he can kickstart his career at Newcastle with a goal, because it's been long enough.
Have you got anything on this?
Yeah, I just need these guys to come through my ACA.
Let me see what the chat's saying.
Give us a look. Aren't they bottom half?
Yeah, I ain't one of those.
Tell him he's a mug.
Yeah, you are, to be fair.
No sign of the Globetrotter. That's mad.
It's been a moment.
Good luck.
I'm there ready.
What are they saying?
The cinema selfies.
You think it's going to apply, yeah?
I wouldn't bet on it.
Into Sunday then, and West Ham versus Manchester United at 2 o'clock. 12-5 for the home win, 27-10 the draw, and Man U are 21-20. Now, West Ham have a decent recent record in this game at home, and a Hammers win is DK's nap, isn't it, Alex?
Yes, he's not with us this week, but he did text me earlier and said, get West Ham in as my nap. And he does have an unhealthy obsession with West Ham this season. He's a big fan of them, and this is against Man U, who he's a fan of, very loosely a fan of as well. I can sort of see why he's going for West Ham as well. This will be an interesting game because West Ham going forward have impressed so far. Sebastian Haller's come in and he's looked a threat. I looked at backing him any time here, but he's around about the same price as Marcus Rashford, and I don't think that's quite right. But West Ham's home form through 2019 has been really, really impressive. They only lost two games in the league at home. One of them was on the opening day of the season against Man City, so there's no shame in that whatsoever. So I can sort of see Dave's thinking here that West Ham could well be the bet. Man U, so far this season, in and out. They had that whole penalty taker confusion and that sort of masked a few things. I'm not sure what to make of them yet, but I'm not entirely convinced.
So, Alex, can Man United get a much-needed win away at a place that's notoriously been quite tricky for them?
I'm not so sure, you know. Away from home at the back end of last season, at the start of this, they have really struggled, Manchester United. It's now six away games consecutively in the Premier League that they haven't won. As such, I don't want to be backing them at the price. So, almost by default, I end up with West Ham here. They are good going forward. They can be a threat. And I think they could nick this, to be honest. And the price is really, really tempting. So it's going to be the Hammers for me.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Right then, it's time to check in with Derek McGovern to see who he's ridiculing this week. It's time for his bit.
There's talk that Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola wants an audience with the Queen to discuss the proroguing of Nicolas Otamendi. Some are saying that after the latest of a long line of errors, Otamendi's position at City is untenable. He said he doesn't mind where he plays. Sky pundit Jamie Carragher said what Otamendi is missing is a big brother figure to rely on. But in my experience, a big brother is not someone to rely on. A big brother is someone to tell on. Guardiola is now regretting his decision to let Vincent Kompany leave, but not as much as he's regretting his decision to let Otamendi stay. At the Canaries on Saturday, City were victims of Operation Yellow Hammered. That defeat at Norwich came on the back of the international break and underlined what former Stoke boss Tony Pulis said on TV earlier this week. Opponents can't wait to play Big Six teams after an international break. This differs slightly from opponents of Scotland, who can't wait to play them during an international break. City got 98 points last season, but right now they have only 10 from 5 games, putting them on course for 76 points. Luckily this weekend they meet a Watford side who are managed by Kike Sanchez Flores, putting them on course for relegation. The Hornets are 22-1, bookmaker shorthand for no hopers, and that's ridiculous. It takes longer to say 22-1. Over at Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp's agent said the German might leave Merseyside because of the weather. Klopp responded immediately and said it was a joke, and it is. But Klopp should know that it's pointless complaining about the weather. Nobody ever does anything about it. Liverpool travel to Chelsea on Sunday, weather permitting, and they won't end up pointless. In fact, they'll get 3. They're evens, and the only thing that stops me lumping on is that I have no money.
Derek going for his beloved Reds then. So we'll be pleased to know that William Hill's golden goal game is Chelsea v Liverpool. Now, Alex, both have had a bad start in Europe. Let's start with the league leaders. Suddenly, there's been a lot of chat about the title being theirs. And this is the first bit of pressure with a big game following an away game in the Champions League.
Yeah, and it wasn't a good result or performance, really, from Liverpool in Napoli. Yes, it's a tough place to go, but that came off the back of a win against Newcastle, where they were okay. Bobby Firmino came on and changed that game. Before he came on, they didn't look so good. So Liverpool so far this season, for all that they're a good side, haven't looked at their sparkling best. And defensively, they've not been so good.
And what about Chelsea? Because we know there were question marks around it initially with Frank Lampard. But now, there seems to be so much positivity.
There does. That was dampened a little bit against Valencia. Yeah. That was a result that a lot of people didn't see coming. Going forward, they are absolutely superb. They've caused problems in every game that they've played. Defensively, though, they've been so, so poor. They've conceded, going into this weekend's games, the second most goals in the Premier League. Only Norwich have conceded more. Even though they are winning games, they're letting goals in. And if they do that against Liverpool, they're going to have a little bit of a problem, aren't they?
Well, it is the game of the weekend, Chelsea v Liverpool. So, Alex, what's the bet here?
To be honest, I weighed up a lot of bets in this game because I think it'll be really entertaining. Chelsea defensively have been so poor. Liverpool haven't kept clean sheets either. Going forward, they've both looked pretty dangerous. So I'd be looking at over 2.5, over 3.5, maybe even over 4.5 goals in this game. Both teams to score, I think, will land as well. But I want to focus on one man in particular against his old team, and that's Mo Salah. I think he will get on the score sheet here. And while he's a fairly short price to score at any time, I'm going the whole hog here. I'm going Salah to score two or more goals in this game. It's a big, big price, but we've already seen Firmino step up to the plate. We've seen Mane step up in recent weeks. I think this could be Salah's week. So Salah, two or more, the best bet for me.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Alex. Right then, it's time for the weekend naps. We know that it's DK's gone for West Ham. You're going for Bournemouth, aren't you?
I am. I think Bournemouth are massively overpriced away at Southampton. I just think they're the better of the two sides, and I don't think they should be as big as they are. We've already heard Dave with West Ham at home to Manchester United. As for the Football League boys, Sheffield Wednesday for Pete, who is top of the tree currently with £42.50 profit, if you've been following him. Gav is with Ipswich, and Al with Port Vale. And of course, they had so much luck early on in the season. Fingers crossed that can continue. Derek with Liverpool, because if all else fails, just go for the team you support. He's down at the bottom, but hopefully he can... Well, I say hopefully. I don't want him to overtake me. But fingers crossed if you're following him anyway.
Don't do too well, Derek.
No, but he's gone for Liverpool away at Chelsea. But yeah, Bournemouth for me. I'm hoping to kickstart my weekend.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
It's been better than I thought sitting next to you. Cheers for that. Now, you can watch The Punt on William Hill's YouTube channel or listen on Audioboom. And DK is going to be back with you next week.